Welcome back as Drs. George Martin and Ted Rosen continue their discussion on field therapies, including less versatile and combination treatment options. Here are Drs. Martin and Rosen.
Well, talking about versatility, how about one that's not too terribly versatile? And that's diclofenac. Yes, it is an approved FDA field therapy for actinic keratoses. And if you trust the data upon which it was approved, it does seem to be effective, at least on the face. And its selling point, if you will, is it really doesn't cause a whole lot of irritation. That's the good news. The bad news is you have to use 90 days worth of treatment. Remember, patients don't want to look bad, they don't want to hurt, and they want to get it over with in as little amount of time as possible. 90 days is not as little amount of time as possible. 90 days, twice a day. And, you know, maybe if it was a heart disease, someone would pay attention and do that. I think it's really hard to get people even to do this. So, you know, and then the other major limitation is that the data really only supports use on the face. And we've talked about some other things which might have some limitations or virtually no limitation, like 5-FU and imiquimod short of the chest. So the fact that this is really only beneficial for the face is limited, because then what are you going to do about the AKs elsewhere? You know, that's a problem. So, but to me, the biggest problem is not that this is irritating, not the local site reactions. It's the fact that I have to talk someone into doing anything for 3 months. And we know there's a study done in England. There was a study done in Germany. They clearly, patients, when they were questioned, said, man, 2 weeks, I'm out. It's just, it's not feasible is what it is, in my impression. George, what do you have to say?
Yeah, I listen, if I write a prescription for this once a year, that's going somewhere. Now that we have really highly efficacious short-term therapies like TURBA, et cetera, and for PDT, no one can stick to anything twice a day for 90 days, unless it would be eating ice cream. Even then, that would be a stretch. But and I remember when, you know, a number of years ago, Eggy Stockfleth and I had to write a review on this, a 10-year experience with diclofenac, and you know, poured through all the data and realized that, you know, other than the face, this drug just didn't work on other body parts. And so that was a little disconcerting. But I think this is one you just be aware of it. If your patient really doesn't want much irritation and potentially doesn't want tremendous efficacy on the face, you can have them try this. But I'll tell you, this TURBA has basically made this molecule obsolete in my book.
Yeah, I would agree. And every once in a while, there's a patient who is obsessive compulsive compliant, and I think they'll actually do it, and it's only on the face. It has been used for actinic keratitis. It's a totally different ballpark than like my use of imiquimod, which is pretty brutal. But again, it's 90 days. So you have to have that selective obsessive compulsive compliant patient. So not a really big tool in my toolbox at all. So yeah. The newest thing we've got is combination therapy. I hasten to point out, we're talking off-label now here. Combination of 5-FU and calcipotriol. So these are both commercially available, right? 5-FU is a 5%. That's how it's been used in this particular regimen. And calcipotriol is 0.005%. Not a really great drug for psoriasis, which is what it was originally developed. But when you take these two things and you mix them one-to-one, that's how it was done, and you put it on for 4 days compared to 5-FU alone for only 4 days. Remember, we don't like 4 weeks, but you know, a week or two is what you need. But this was only for 4 days. This combination appeared to be much better than 5-FU for only 4 days. And, you know, that sounds very interesting. Probably can be used almost anywhere because they tested it on upper extremities. They tested it on lower extremities. They tested it on the face, you know, so probably is very flexible in that regard. And so this looks promising. I think there are a lot of we don't knows yet, which is my question with this, aside from the fact that it's not on label. And if you think about using a psoriasis drug, although, you know, it's not terribly expensive, but still a psoriasis drug plus a field therapy for actinic keratosis together, insurance might look at that and say, what are you doing? Like, we don't want to pay for that. This is not making any sense. So that could be a costly problem if you do both together. So, and you can get pretty intense reactions, especially if you try and stretch this. Like, you know, patient says, you only want me to use it for 4 days. They're at home, they think, oh, 4 days? I'll use it for 5 or 6 or 8 or 10, or not a good idea. This can really end up in pretty nasty looking sores. But it's an interesting combination. I have not had personally quite the success that was published, but it does seem to be in some form or fashion efficacious. And 4 days is 4 days. Remember, shorter therapy is better for the patient. They'll actually do it. That's what's really important. What's your take, George?
Yeah, I still remember going back on this combination, Ted, and trying to figure out how a vitamin D analog, in this case, calcipotriol, would enhance the effect of 5-fluorouracil. We're kind of scratching our heads trying to figure out if that worked. And when that seminal paper came out in the JID, it appeared that the mechanism of action of the calcipotriol was that it upregulated the cytokine TSLP, which is thymic stromal lymphopoietin, which is secreted by keratinocytes. And what that does is it drives lymphocytes and neutrophils to the site. So you're really enhancing the immune response quite nicely. And they did some really nice immunohistochemistry work and showed, in fact, this did happen with the addition of calcipotriol. So it basically is a booster for 5-FU. And hence, you want to keep your treatment short. You know, Ted and I show a picture of one of my patients who was treated with this in another practice because his insurance switched. And he sent me a selfie of himself after 10 days of using it, requesting painkillers. And what should I do with my face, which was eyes were little splits. And so you really want to caution patients that it's 4 days, twice a day, done. And I think where Ted and I have positioned this is that where you really need some power, like you really need some oomph in areas like treating the forearms and the hands and, you know, maybe some stubborn lesions on the lower extremities. This is maybe your 4-day go-to drug when you need some more power. And I think that's a very nice fit. Or in individuals where they come back every 6 months and tell you that their AKs have come back after, you know, 5-fluorouracil or after, you know, PDT or after TURBA, then maybe this is like, oh, I think I've got something that could fix your problem, ma'am or sir. So Ted, where are you positioning this as kind of like maybe your second line of therapy where the first line didn't quite get the job done?
This is third line. I put it down there simply because we don't know. Remember, the way this was studied was mixing it, right? You could layer it one on top of the other. They don't really know if that's as good as mixing it. When you mix it, you are, of course, diluting each one by half because it was equal amounts. So I'm just not, you have to have a compounding pharmacy involved. I don't trust patients to eyeball. I don't trust myself to eyeball that it would be equal amounts. So you got to get a compounding pharmacist involved. It's off label. We don't know if it's good for immunocompromised, immunosuppressed patients, especially the transplant patients you mentioned earlier, where we don't want to use imiquimod despite evidence that looks okay, but it's an immunoregulator. We don't know where this really fits in those kind of patients. And if they do abuse it, as patients are wont to do, you've already amply described your patient who said, what do I do now, Dr. Martin? So you know, to me, it's kind of like my court of last resort when there's a good reason not to do something else. My first line or second line didn't work, and now I'm still feeling like I need to do something, because we don't have an actual hard, reliable number how many AKs turn into squamous cell. But that's why we're treating them, right? We don't want to let them sit there and play Russian roulette that the AK is going to turn into a squamous cell. And we don't see patients with one AK. Average first visit in the US is 6-7 AKs. And if you follow these patients for 10 years, a lot of them get squamous cell. So, you know, if I feel like I really need to still do something else, and I'm not going to excise actinic keratosis, right? So this would be my sort of go-to because everything else didn't work, or there's a good reason not to use other modalities. That's where I put it.
So Ted, let's share the ultimate go-to combo of 5-FU and imiquimod that Norm Price came up with for those really stubborn AKs on the hands and forearms that just won't come off.
Right. Then, and I do this often. Again, using them in combination is definitely off label, but it is published. And I use one in the morning, one at night. It doesn't matter which one it is at either order. One of them in the morning, 5% imiquimod or 5% 5-FU. One in the morning, one of them in the evening for 7 days. It's a week. Then they get 3 weeks off. Then they do it again. And then they do it again. The way it was studied was 3 weeks worth of active therapy, 1 week of each month for 3 months. And there's not much that will survive this. Again, it's modestly vicious. So you have to warn the patients. I have pictures of patients I've done this to, and I show them to the prospective patient. I say, I am going to turn the top of your hand or your forearm or whatever I'm treating. It's usually one or the other of those. I'm going to turn it into basically red oatmeal. And you're just going to have to put up with it. And, you know, if you need some pain relief, I'll give it to you. But for places that have these thick, and I'm not talking about ones you're scratching your head, should I biopsy that? Because it might be a squamous cell. If you think that, you should biopsy it. Make sure it's not a squamous cell. But I'm talking about thick actinic keratoses. There are a lot of them, dorsum of the hand, dorsum of the forearm, or both. And your routine therapies are just not going to quite cut it. That's where I use this. And I will say it is very effective, but forewarning the patient is so critical doing this. It's really mandatory.
So Ted, I'm going to run the highlight reel of our discussion. And when I finish, feel free to add to it. So we talked about 1% terbinafulin as a once daily 5-day therapy, which is now pretty much our go-to therapy for facial and scalp AKs. Again, not approved yet for the trunk and extremities. Comes in a little packet, and it's good for 25 square centimeters. The second thing is the use of 5-fluorouracil. You know, try it for a week on your patients. Once you move past a week, patients will probably start hating you. And this is good on any body part. And it's good for patients who are also immunocompromised. And you give them give them really clear instructions, and they can do an at-home therapy, whether they spot treat or treat small areas. It's very efficacious. Imiquimod. Imiquimod's a tremendous upregulator of the immune system and good for those chronic AK patients who have non-melanoma skin cancer and a lot of field cancerization. Remember, you don't want to use this on immunocompromised patients or patients who are immunosuppressed from an autoimmune disease. And the beauty of imiquimod, even though the standard of care right now is 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, 2 weeks on, you can use the 5% or the 3.75% for 1 week on your really difficult patients, give them a 2-week holiday, and then you can treat them once or twice a week for the rest of their lives to keep down that actinic burden. PDT, the good news is that PDT is not only efficacious in 2023, but it's also painless. So here's your take-home regimen for painless, efficacious PDT. Number one, give your patients 10,000 units of oral vitamin D daily for 2 weeks. Number two, on the day of treatment, apply either Ameluz gel or the Levulon liquid and immediately turn on the light for 30 minutes. Doesn't matter whether you use red or blue light, turn it on for 30 minutes. And then you are, as we say in Hawaiian, you are pow, you are finished. Remind your patients they're going to be photosensitive for a couple of days. The diclofenac, rarely used twice a day for 90 days, just doesn't cut it in today's fast food world. And lastly, the two things that are kind of go-to for stubborn AKs is the combination of 5-FU and calcipotriol twice a day for 4 days for those stubborn AKs, a very powerful therapy. And if you think that's powerful, try the combination of 5-FU and imiquimod. 5-FU in the morning and imiquimod at night for 7 days. Your patients will definitely light up no matter where you put it. We recommend starting on the extremities first. And then that can be cycled in 1 week out of the month for 2-3 cycles. And that was a very nice observation by Norm Price, who's, I think, passed away and we lost him. So anyway, Ted, any further thoughts on the highlight reel?
I think you've summarized it beautifully. My only last comment would be, it's nice to have more than one option, right? And I think what we've tried to do in the past, George, you and I, when we do this kind of a talk together, is point out picking the patients, right? If somebody is a waitress and she only has 7 days she can take off, and that's as long as she can look bad, you do one thing. If you have a multi-gazillionaire who says, well, I can run the board of directors from my house, they don't even have to see my image, and I don't care how bad I look because it doesn't matter. Go ahead. You know, if you've got someone who wants to come in twice and be done with it, but they want a pretty efficacious therapy, you know, PDT makes sense. You pick the patient to match the modality. We have a library of things we can do and pick the patient rationally.
Well, Ted, brilliantly summarized. And for our listeners out there, from myself, George Martin, and Ted Rosen, we thank you for listening in. And feel free to reach out to us through the Dermatology Digest.
Again, thanks for listening. I hope you've taken away some practical pointers, because we did want to make sure that we emphasized those, literally how to.
This has been an exclusive podcast with the Dermatology Digest. Find more at www.thedermdigest.com. Thank you for joining us.